Why I'm significant, because my ear represents the West Coast, how it should sound, how it should be. I'm that nigga you need to fuck with in the street. If you're really trying to be cracking in L.A., it's Will Blizzle, your fucking boss. This hustling, grinding, promotion company, late 90s. Through that, connected with a gang of the rap niggas in the game. Been pushing and hustling with them, Condon. Been my nigga since like 96, 97. New X to Z, same thing. Connected with Mitchie Slick, Field of Ag, new Field of Ag from Underground Circuit for so many years. Rocking with the Licks, put it all together with a gumbo mix. You know what I'm saying? You got this. It's the West Side, strong arm, steady gang. Clack, clack, get your fucking bars up. Gang, nigga. Influences, if I'm really to be truthful, you know, niggas like Clue was the business, you know what I mean? And I love niggas like that, you know. Who cares? A nigga inspired me from being a promoter, taking it to DJ and shit, you know what I mean? And making it happen. That nigga's dope. You know, he done did his thing, you know. He got a track record. That's the business. On the West Coast, I'm gonna keep it real. Nobody inspires me. I'm an arrogant motherfucker. I'm the shit. Niggas don't do it. I do it. And they don't. And that's the business. I'm Will Blast. Clack off, nigga. If you want something, holler at me. You know where I'm at. The Merc Park. Yeah. Crazy Tunes, straight gangsta. Love that nigga. You know, I'm a fan. Love Crazy Tunes. Keep doing it. Keep doing this thing with the Ice Cube shit. I used to bump a little Crazy Tunes back in the day. Definitely. Love the Mass Circle shit for sure. And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that shit, you know, just I love all that gangster shit from the old school, and Crazy Tunes definitely was a nigga at the forefront of that shit. Really, but gangster mixtapes and shit like that, I really was on like DJ Quick, House Party tapes and shit like that, Battle Ram, Jimmy Jam, gangster, you know, mixtapes and shit like that, like shit that really had the hood cracking, you know. Next question. The West Coast is missing me. Running somebody's A&R department, and it was get cracked. The direction, Ice Cube is definitely coming with it right now. DPG, I expect, you know, good things from them. Strong Arm Steady consistently, with a new opportunity through Blacksmith Warner Brothers. They should have an opportunity to be able to attack the marketplace in a great way. Other up and coming artists, G Malone, Bishop Avant, you know, keeping it cracking. Sugar Free doing good things right now still too. Check the Sugar Free. You know, I like the West. I like what we doing. Hyphy movement in the Bay. It's real great. Mitchie Slick doing his thing for Dago. Looks real good for Cali right now. We're really pushing our issue. It just takes a more collective effort and consistency. And people in places that are willing to take a risk and give people an opportunity. Gangsta. Mixtapes change that in a way that we create perception. The way you hear artists, the way you present them, is the way people start to perceive them. And as long as we put out quality material, and that's what GWF and Strong Arm Steady, that's what we do. We keep it gangster, and we put out great material, and we keep the streets bubbling, you know what I'm saying? Strictly organic street, you know what I'm saying? Grind, and you know, we keep the mixtapes pushing on that level and make sure that the streets is filling them first, you know, before we try to go commercial with the shit or any of that type of shit. Just make sure the streets is filling that shit. Streets filling that shit and they love it, then, you know, then you affecting the marketplace in the right way. Gangsta. My top five CDs and MCs. Wow, that's a deep question, honestly. Because MCs and artistry is two different things, and I support both. But top five CDs right now, Ice Cube, Foley, T.I., what else I'm loving? DPG, of course. We always keep the West Coast gangsta. Love what Paul Wall do. Mike and Chameleon there. I know that's more than five, but I'm liking a little bit of shit that's out there. It's bubbling, doing good things. That's what I'm liking. That's what I'm liking. MCs, it's a hard thing to say. I don't really think there are really too many more pure MCs anymore. As far as the commercial end of the game goes, artistry is hard to sell. If it's MCs for Los Angeles, it's probably like a MERS, Crime Don lyrically. Probably still, I don't know, a Corrupt lyrically. If on point, you know, Keep It Gangsta, that's my nigga. Lyrically, I don't know. I like T.I.'s flow. That's all I can say. I ain't saying he's a hell of a lyricist. I just think he's tight on the mic. He has a lot of confidence and swagger. I like him. Jigga's always great. Cameron, he's killer. He's a killer MC. Cameron, Killer Cam is definitely one of the top MCs out there as far as putting rhymes together. He's great, and I appreciate what he does. He's gangster. That's what I like on MC. That's what's up. That was it? Well, I'm down with the West movement. You know, old school, new school, whatever. I'm just about this West Coast. I'm going to push it, you know, till I can't push it no more. I'm going to dedicate myself to that. And I made all these other mixtape cats on the West Coast do that too, whether they give me the credit or not. But I'm down with the new West movement. Come with good quality music. It's the beats, you know. Keep it gangster. Don't sell out, you know, and let the East Coast dictate what you do as an artist. Do that West Coast shit. That's why Hyphy is bubbling. Do West Coast gangster shit, and it can sell again. It'll sell, and you'll cultivate that fan base and bring it back to the West like how it should be. It's not about always dominating the charts and the billboards where we got 50 artists bubbling, but if we have a few artists bubbling, then it brings credibility to what the rest of the artists is trying to accomplish out here. And that's what needs to be done. You know, keep it gangster, keep it street, and, you know, bring the gangster, or keep gangster alive. That's what's really up. Keep gangster alive. So, church. I think it sucks because there's not a lot of artists out here. It's hard to maintain accounts and relationships with all the New York companies to maintain retainer accounts and make money. So it's a tough go. Relationships are always a key. Keep it gangster. Know your niggas. Fuck with them. Do what you do. Do it right. Do it hard in the street. Push it. And keep it going. You know, you can't stop. You got to be consistent. Like, and that's why we steady. That's what steady means. You know, keep it pushing, man. Keep doing it until you can't do it no more. And so stay steady with it, and you'll see the you'll reap the benefits. But it's a tough game out there. You know, you have to elevate and do more things. That's why I'm doing mixtapes. I'm doing DVDs. You can't just do street promotion. You have to elevate your game and do more things so that you offer more to the game, and the game will have to reciprocate. Church. Great Western Forum. Ya-da-da! That's my new shit. You know what I mean? Me and my nigga True Dizzle, you know, we do it. And, you know, he do what he do. I do what I do. You know, and you know how we do. Oh, man, it's a real gangster shit. Me and my nigga, you know, we combine together. We got a good formula. It's like the perfect gumbo. It come out Creole, like a Creole black bitch, you know, that's high yellow with the big booty and everything. You know, that's how our music come out, man. It come out like that, like Beyonce looking at shit. So it's the shit, man. Me and my nigga, we do it. And we don't, ain't nobody that do it like us. So, it's the new shit, you know, for all the niggas that's trying to, you know, push their line on the mixtape thing. Get ready for the Great Western Forum, because it's that new shit on the West Coast. And if you don't fuck with it, then yes, a bitch. Church. Great Western Forum. Great Western Forum was a place where great things took place, and that's championships. That means excellence. Striving for the top, reaching for, you know, the pinnacle. And that's what Great Western Forum represents. Being true, we striving for it. We trying to make the best music we can and represent the streets in the best way and keep it gangster as we can. You know what I mean? Yay, yay! So, this is the business, you know what I mean? So, Great Western Forum, I'm great, you know what I'm saying? He great, we gonna be great, you know what I'm saying? It's the Great Western Forum, you know, we from the West, we gonna represent the West until I die. And then you know, the combination of us together, that's a form, the Great Western Forum. Two great motherfuckers from the West forming together, the combination that kills. You know what I'm saying? The GWF. That's gangster. You know what I'm saying? And that's really, you know what I'm saying, that gangster West Coast fire. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call it, you know, GWF, we bring it. You know what I'm saying? That is straight gangster, straight G, representing the streets. You know what I'm saying? Will Blast, Truly God, clack, 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 get your balls up. Gang! As far as the future, we dropping a mixtape right now called The Best of This Shit. Me and Truly Are, and that's just featuring definitely the hot summer heat of this West Coast shit right now, with all the albums dropping from 40 to Cube to Sugar Free to DPG. X to the Z drops later on in September. I got an album, Blasphemy, Clack Clack, that drops later this year. So the West Coast got a lot of shit to represent. And we're gonna keep pushing and putting it down until we, you know, do what we gotta do. You know what I mean? Yada da me. As far as fucking with Will Blizzle, holla at your nizzle, you know what I mean? That's STR, the number 0, NGARM 0, strong arm with 2 0s at AOL.com. Also, you can get with me at WillBlast05@yahoo.com. You know what I mean? You can holler at me a few different ways. Holler at me online. You know what I mean? Shout out to nigga. I am me. I be online all the time. You know what I'm saying? So you can church it up with niggas. A lot of niggas do. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Heavyweights.org. Holler at you. How'd you do? Truly out. You know what I mean? It's all big. And you can leave, you know, any kind of shout outs or information. Check out, you know, new shit that we doing like that if you're looking for the website on that level. So, and check for my MySpace. My MySpace will be up in, you know, a couple weeks and it'll be really churching out. You know, my nigga Mike Hills is bubbling it for me. So it's going to be the yada da da. So, you know what I mean? That's how we do. Yay, yay. Yeah, you know what I mean? Always shout out my mama, man, because without my mama, I wouldn't be shit, you know. But, but, yeah, shouts out to all the homies, man. X to Z, Crime Down, Feel the Act, Mitchie Slick, you know what I mean? Shouts out to my homie True Dizzle, you know what I mean? That's Truly Odd. One half of the Great Western Forum, straight gangster. Straight gangster! You know what I mean? Shouts out to the homies, Dre, Big Ron, you know what I mean? G2. Brandon, you know, all the homies in the hood representing, holding down, keeping it gangster. You know, my niggas that do what they do, the homies Levant, Big Rob, you know, all my niggas, man. It's all good in the hood. Keep it gangster. Yada da da. Yeah, yeah.